Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Ella Sorrells, please?
Yes, what about it?
Okay, ma'am, we're conducting this survey about the elections, this year. Would you have a few minutes to participate on this survey?
Yes, what is it?
Okay, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am? Are you white, African-American, or black?
I'm black, African-American.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 election for president, Congress? Would that be
yes,
a definite vote?
Probably.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes of the survey, what is your age?
I'm 82. I'm about 78.
78. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And please rate me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections.
Damn Donald
November
Trump not back in there never again.
Okay, would that be, zero means that you're not all motivated and 10 means that you're
yes,
extremely
motivated.
What number would you say from 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
10 motivated.
Okay. Okay, and generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following the news and information about politics and candidates, over the last year? Very closely?
Very, very.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Democrat, lifelong Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? A strongly
yes,
approve,
I
somewhat
do.
Approve? Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. All right, ma'am, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Getting better. Okay, ma'am, and thinking about issues.
It's getting awful better,
okay.
Better than Donald Trump.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress, to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Would that be border security, passing common sense gun reform, and, to keep guns off the hands of wrong people, fighting inflation and gun reform, okay? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yes.
Combating
the price of yes.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or making college more affordable and forgiving
yes.
student debt.
Protecting Social Security.
All right, ma'am. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, okay? Which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel, cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. But you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion and have never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
100.
Okay, Team Scott.
Oh, no, 0.
0? Okay, Bernie Moreno.
0.
0. Okay, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
0. Okay, Kamala Harris.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
100.
Jim Geostein. Geostein. Geostein? 100?
Yes, 100.
Okay, Sherer Brown.
100.
100. And Donald Trump.
000. As many zeros as
okay.
You put.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay, I know it's still a long way off. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Or if you're still undecided, you can let me know, okay?
Oh, Joe for George. Biden.
Joe Biden, okay? All right, ma'am, if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote? Or if you're still undecided? Sherrod Brown, all right? And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Favorable.
Much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
More favorable.
Okay. I remember in your own words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? Just in your own words.
He's a good man.
Okay.
He's doing what's right for the country. He don't go around fighting one people against the other like damn Donald Trump. He's a racist and a bigot.
So he's doing what's right for the country, right?
That's right, Joe Biden. He's trying to pull the country together. Donald Trump's trying to pull the country apart. He should never, ever be in the president's seat again. He's a bigot and a damn liar.
All right, ma'am, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing what he's doing? Yes, a lot, yes, a some, only a little, or nothing at all about Trump?
Nothing at all before himself.
Nothing at all. Okay, now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe, are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to African American community right now? You may choose two of these options, okay? The lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and white supremacists, stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back the rights and freedoms, or Donald Trump getting elected president again?
No. I'm afraid of him getting rolling back what people went through 30 years ago. I was born in the South.
So rights and freedom, right? Okay.
Right. And he's trying to take them all away.
Okay, ma'am, and for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue, okay? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, would that be Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
No, Trump would never be better.
So be Biden much better or Biden somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, Biden or Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Joe Biden.
Securing our borders?
Joe Biden.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
Joe Biden.
And implementing common sense gun reform that will help keep guns out of the hands people shooting at them.
Joe Biden.
Would that be much better or just somewhat better?
Yeah. Better, Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? We only have a couple more questions and we should be done, okay? I really appreciate your time. Okay, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
Would that be much more favorable or just somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
All right, ma'am, and then, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with 2016 election, okay? Generally speaking, do you think that trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or just somewhat fair?
Very fair. He did it.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 44 charges, his supporter has said, you know, black people are most likely to vote for him because he's now more reliable to African Americans. So, generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree. That's an insult.
Would that be a strongly?
American, and that's an insult.
Would that be a strongly disagree? Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how often do you receive information about the world, you know, and politics from social media? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
Very often. I'm a poll.
All right, and then.
I'm a judge of polls. I get a
okay, and
mail.
From. All right, and from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would that be YouTube, Twitter, or X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or another site?
No, I'm not on any of them. There's a lot of pocket pants on there, so I don't even get on the internet anymore.
All right, ma'am, and switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? First to 11th grade, high
college.
So bachelor's degree, right?
Yes, I have 4 years of college. I'm a teacher.
All right, and are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
I'm a widow right now.
Okay. All right, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No, I have 4 daughters and 6 grandkids. And they all both get
pregnant. Okay. Thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
No, I'm liberal.
Very or just somewhat liberal?
Am I what?
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week
every
or more?
Sunday.
Every week?
Every week.
So every week, right? Okay.
Yes.
And thinking about your neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, let's see. One second. I have a couple of white neighbors.
So hardly any, right?
Hardly any, that's right.
Oh, okay, hardly any. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
I live in a suburban.
Suburban, all right. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Oh, were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, man, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
What?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, ma'am.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.